This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, welcome in here to another edition of Beyond the Bases. Steven Strom, Kyle Seeloff, last day at spring training here on Sunday. We pre-recorded this with Max Meyer and Kyle. He got the news a couple of days ago. It was funny. He got optioned on his birthday, and then a couple of days later, it's crazy how things change. He's now going to be the fifth man in that starting rotation, and he's going to start that Monday night against the Anaheim Angels. Very excited, and it was a great spot with Max.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to this. I think first and foremost, the organization has the intent of winning, right? I think they've made the correct decision in placing a young man in there that will immediately help them win major league games. I think that's very important. Max Meyer is a kid with, I mean, truthfully to me, superstar potential on the mound. He's fiery. He's got it, whatever it is. You always hear about he has it. Well, he has it. And I'm very happy the organization made the decision to put him in the rotation. I believe it was the correct one. And again, this is a team that is good enough to win a lot of games this year, and Max Meyer is going to help them. And as you'll hear, he's happy. He's excited. And he just flat out deserves this opportunity. And it's going to be really fun for however long we see Max this year. And to be clear, it's not 30 starts and 200 innings coming off Tommy John. For as many times as we get an opportunity to see the young man, he's going to be awesome.
All right, Kyle, let's get to it. Here's Marlins top prospect, Max Meyer.
Max, thank you for hanging out with us, man, and sitting down. And first and foremost, obviously, congratulations to you. I just can't help but think a couple of years ago when the Marlins took you so high in the draft, and people were so excited to see you. And we saw you, and then it abruptly came to an end. And like many who undergo Tommy John, you disappear. But now you're back, and it's been a lot of fun to watch you this spring. I know it hasn't been the easiest of springs, right? Obviously, getting optioned and being brought back. But kind of your thoughts, where you're at now, the spring that you've had, and just how happy you are to be on this big league roster.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited. It's been such a long process, the whole Tommy John. You know, it's a lot of thinking mentally, where I'm going to be, how's my arm going to feel. And the past couple of weeks, I kind of let all that stuff go and realized that I'm 100% healthy now, and it's just about building volume back. I got optioned down, and he was like, you know, you did great. Let's get some volume under there, and then we'll see, you know, because we need five out of you if you're going to be a starter, right? So I've had a good outing the other day, and it sucks with all the staff injuries that are going on, but I put myself in a position to take a spot and help out as much as I can, and I'm so happy to be on the team again.
What was that conversation like with Skip? How did you get the quote-unquote call that you were going to be the fifth guy?
Yeah, I was just kind of rolling out in the weight room. He called me in, said, hey, you better be ready to go. We got you in April 1st in, versus Anaheim, and I was pretty fired up about it. I don't show too much emotion, so I don't know if he knew I was excited, but I was.
Yeah.
but, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm just ready to go out there, let it loose, and just feel good.
Dude, your confidence, I mean, your demeanor, where do you think you get that from?
Probably my dad, probably having an older brother that I'm always competing with back in the days. My dad was a football player, middle linebacker, him and his brother. So I kind of, whenever that game turns on, whether it's ping pong, whether it's whatever, I'm pretty, I don't know, fiery, pissed off, whatever you want to say.
Let me ask you this. You get optioned on your birthday. Did it piss you off? Did you feel like coming into spring training, you deserved to be on the major league team, or did you know there were going to be certain hurdles that you needed to clear and you were well aware that I might start in AAA with the expectation that I'm going to kick everybody's butt down there and I'm going to be up here soon? Where you at with
that? Yeah, I wasn't necessarily pissed off. I'm more of a whatever happens, happens guy right now. But when I'm out there, obviously I'm playing with an edge no matter what. But yeah, I got optioned on my birthday, and I mean, like, the injury is a real thing. You kind of got to I'll have an innings limit this year, and whatever happens, hopefully I get my innings in wherever. But I was excited to get the call back, and I'm going to make the most of it, that's for sure.
I think you did say something interesting real quick, though, answering my first question. Has it really only been until the last couple of weeks you felt like you could turn that thing loose again?
Yeah.
Like confident that this thing's fine?
Yeah, I mean.
That's crazy.
Still, there's this last little bit I feel like maybe that'll come throughout the year, like a tick in velocity maybe. I'm starting to trust it and feel good. And like just watching like Sixto too, you know, he was sitting there 95, 96, and then one outing he just goes 99, 98, and he's starting to trust it again. And that's a real thing with the people that get injured and stuff. So hopefully I get that extra tick. I know I have more in the tank, but I'm just, yeah, command the zone and compete.
Kyle and I talk about it all the time. I mean, pitchers get Tommy John, and I think fans have this perception that you come back and you're like, all right, you're going to throw 96, 97. How real is the mental part of letting that thing loose? I mean, what was sort of the struggles with that?
Yeah, it's just all trust and trusting your arm. You're every single day for a year, you know, and all that rehab, you're constantly getting asked, how's your arm feel today? So you're just super cautious of every yep. little thing, yep. every little movement, turn the door handle, you're feeling if it makes a click or anything, and just getting all that out of your head, no matter what injury you have or what sport you play. That's the last hurdle that brings people back to the 100%.
People talk about your slider, and it is nasty. When did you feel like your slider was different?
I've always had I could always spin it from a young age. I've changed my grips a couple times. In college, my sophomore year, I kind of lost a little movement on my grip. So then before a game, I decided to change the grip in a pregame, like bullpen. And I changed that, and I went out and got like 12 punch outs against Indiana or something, and I just kept that one. But yeah, then I trusted that one. It was really hard. It went down instead of more, you know, sideways. But I've always had confidence in that.
We've had an opportunity to talk to Skip a couple of times this spring, and I brought up, or Steven did, maybe 2 weeks ago. You, in your case, and obviously you've showcased your ability this spring, and I told Skip, I said, he ticks a little differently when he's on the mound. Boy, you're a nice kid when you're not out there, but you get to a bad place when you are. It's necessary. I mean, you've got to go out there with a mentality that nobody's going to hit you. But mm-hmm. at what point in your life where you were like, I don't know what I have to do, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to a bad place before I take the mound tonight.
Yeah. That's funny.
I can see it, Max, when you pitch. Yeah. I love it.
Is it fair to say?
No, yeah, that's fair to say. I just think have an older brother trying to, you know, he was always bigger than me, right? Threw harder most of the time, just trying to get up to that level. And you want to make your dad proud and all that stuff. Like, hey, look at me. I can do this too. And then I just kind of, it stuck with me. I just love getting out there and, you know, trying to be the best, trying to, like, the one-on-one fights against the batter, like, I'm going to dominate you. I'm better than you. And if I ever don't do that, I feel like sloppy out there, walk a couple guys, but then I lock back in, you know, say some stuff in my head that I probably can't say here. And then it kind of just ticks on. But it's tough to keep it throughout the whole game because, you know, you get to that third inning facing an eight hole and kind of start getting sloppy. But just being able to lock that in and just stay just in the attack mode.
How do you view, because, you know, again, you're going to start against the Angels. We don't know how long you're going to stay throughout the season. If you pitch well, maybe you're here the entire year. What is your definition of a successful year for Max Meyer?
I'd say I just want to get through. I want to be healthy the whole season. I've said earlier I want to be a guy that, you know, Skip's going to call. He's going to write my name down, and I'm going to give him exactly what he's expecting. I want to show up to the clubhouse every day and be the same guy, consistent guy, you know, always friendly, making jokes, being myself. And yeah, I just want to get out there and try to win as many games possible for the team.
In the last 48 hours or so, have you thought about the return of getting back on the mound in the big leagues?
Not really, kind of a little bit, I guess. It was kind of crazy to think about that I, you know, blew out in the big leagues in my first game back. Real game is in the big leagues right now. I feel like most people do the minor league, you know, get a couple rehab assignments. But
you try not to think about it? Do you intentionally, like, I'm not going to worry about it until that day?
I don't know. It's a really hard question because, yeah. I don't I don't really think about it too much, but I obviously I'm aware of my surroundings. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going on. But I feel like during the rehab process, I don't think too much about any situation because, you know, the outcome's going to be what the outcome's going to be, and I'm not worried about it.
You've had a great relationship with Jesus Lazaro. What is some of the things that he has instilled in you?
You know, just getting to the park, getting your work in, and, you know, still having fun while you do it. We got a lot of good guys in the clubhouse that I love to hang around with, you know, all these pitchers. I love all the position players, too. I feel like our team's just really gelling, and, you know, it's great. It's great to just show up every day.
When you're on the mound, I think the one thing that has always separated professional athletes from regular people is, like, you have an ability to get to a place where it's tunnel vision, and it's there's 35,000 people in the building. You don't hear a single one. Can you do that? Can you – or do you embrace – being on the road or at home in front of your home crowd or being booed at a stadium, like how do you operate on the mound?
I don't really know. It's crazy to think about because I was watching the March Madness basketball tourney last night and I was like, holy smokes, there's like 40,000 people
crazy.
There. How are these guys even playing? I'd be so nervous. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, I don't even realize anybody's in the building when I'm pitching.
Is that
too.
So you don't? You are so hyper-focused.
It's just hyper-focused. It's
wow.
What's going to be my next pitch? I'm going to attack. I can't really hear much. I can only hear my infielder sock, unless it's crazy. Maybe like Philly in the wild card would be a little louder.
Man, that's incredible that you can get to that place. I mean, ordinary people can't.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of these guys do that too. But yeah, it's crazy to think about just watching stuff like that. And you're like, dang, I actually do that too.
So you're from Minnesota. Who is your pitcher that you idolized growing up?
It's always been Scherzer. I didn't watch too much baseball growing up. My favorite player was actually Carlos Gomez when he was on the Twins.
Go.
Just love watching that guy play. And but yeah, just watching Scherzer.
You met him?
I met him briefly at one point in the off season at Cressy when I went there for a couple weeks. But yeah. Great dude, and what a gamer he is.
Did you play hockey? Sorry. Yeah. By the way, did you
play
hockey growing
up? Yeah, that was hockey all the way through my senior year of high school.
Wow. You're a pretty good hockey player?
I'd say I was. I play a bunch of pond hockey, too, in the off season. This off season, the lakes or ponds weren't even frozen. We had a warm off season. But
now we're going to talk climate change here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look. I know you have to take it one year at a time, but have you thought about the prospect of Sandy returning to this rotation and what this thing looks like down the road? Again, are you very much you're going to worry about tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. or do you think? I mean, it could be awesome, Max. It's fun to think about.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about how many good guys we got. Like we have like what 8 or 9 like really good starters.
You push each other too. It's fun to watch.
It's just fun. Everybody competes. Everyone's cheering each other on. I can say that honestly. Everyone loves to see each other succeed. And it's crazy how much talent we have. And no matter what, if injuries happen, I know a guy's gonna, you know, pick someone up.
Just real quick, peel back the curtain. Are you excited to? Are you excited to go to a certain city? Are you a foodie? What are you looking forward to of really your first real taste in the big leagues for an extended period of time? Anything in particular?
I'd say the most fun thing I'm looking forward to is if I want to be on that team that goes to Minnesota. I think it's the second to last.
Last road trip of the
second
year.
Is it the last road trip? Yeah. I want to be there and pitch against those guys. That's gonna be that'd
fight
be
for
fun.
A playoff
How special
spot?
Is that gonna be for you?
That'd be unbelievable if I get a start against those guys.
Did you pitch there in college or growing up in high school? Did they have high school games or anything?
Yeah, we pitched there a couple times. Cool. I can't really. It's a long time ago, but I want to get back there for sure.
And this is my last question, just a broad one. I mean, what excites you about this season with this team, with you personally, with Skip at the helm? What is it?
I just think we got a lot of young guys and we got a lot of hungry guys too. Everyone's ready to go. Everyone's a dynamic player. Everyone's confident when they go out there. And if we can all just gel together, I think it's going to be really special.
I'm excited to see you healthy, Max. Thank you so much, dude. Congratulations again. And I hope we get to do this a lot during the regular season because you are just kicking some serious butt out there on the mound, man. Thank you.
Thank you
again, Max.
Appreciate it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, so that was Max Meyer, who again tabs the fifth starter in the starting rotation for the Marlins this year, the only right-hander. Kyle, just what stuck out to you about the interview and just your excitement to see him in 2024?
Well, I think the open and honesty, given his situation, I think he was very transparent. I think he is somebody that's more reserved. He's a quiet, but it sounds like he'll crack a joke once in a while, and he efforts to be a really good teammate. He likes being pushed. He likes being in a rotation. With other real stars. I mean, there will come a point in the not too distant future where Sandy and Yuri and Max and those guys will all be together. But he's humble, and I also find him to be very composed. I think you have to have that.
Very composed, mature beyond his
age
a little bit.
Yes, very, very mature. He understands, and he doesn't get too far ahead of himself on anything. You know, if that was me, I wouldn't have slept the last 2 days thinking about coming back to the big leagues. But
what do they say? His heart beats slow. Is that part of the quality?
Does.
I think
his
does.
Definitely does. So I'm just very happy for him. He's a terrific young man that deserves this opportunity. And I mean, more than anything, he's going to be an awesome big league pitcher. And it's he is. We saw him. It was just a cup of coffee, but goodness, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last podcast before the real thing starts on Thursday. Again, we will be on the air at 3 o'clock. It's the Marlins. It's the Pirates. I've got Marlins on deck. I will be riled up and ready. Kyle and Jeff Nelson will have your call at 4:10. We'll talk to you then on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.